Welcome back into Eavesdrop. I'm Matt Cozy. And to think that that could be the last time that I say those two things, at least for a while, definitely shakes me up a little bit. It's been really enjoyable to do this show. I am planning to step away from this podcast, at least temporarily. Never say never, could always come back. But do have some other projects I want to branch off to. I mentioned that towards the end of this episode. And then just with teaching and coaching and all the optimism that I have for that in the new year, I think that's going to be where a lot of my attention goes. It's no secret that this podcast has not only been enjoyable doing, but has also brought some good balance for me. To be able to walk out of the building and record a show later in the day, or, you know, do some editing or reach out to somebody to try to book them to be on, that provides a good balance and, you know, something else going on. It's a hobby. I mean, I do want it in a way to be more than a hobby because I think I've done a nice job. I've been told I'm good at it, but it's been great. It's been great to do the show. I was basically doing a podcast in my head for many years. To be able to see it come to fruition in the last several months has been really cool. And this is episode 23, over 800 minutes, over 1,000 listens, listened to all over the country and 12 other countries too, by the way. So thanks to Spotify for those metrics. But pretty cool to see those things. But the bottom line is, if nobody was listening, I would be content with doing the show. I've said that in other interviews before. I'm doing it just because I want to. And because it's fun. And it's good to have these things in your life, especially in a year like this. And so doing some reflection this week has been productive. You know, I'm a reflective person anyway, but what a year it was. Not really sure how else to put that. Everybody has a different mindset. Everybody has their own decision-making that they need to go through, their own process. But there's definitely been a lot of noise out there this year, and, doing this show helps block some of that out, and being able to listen to people's stories and how they're doing and some of the cool things that they're up to, that's what I wanted to try to accomplish. You know, I wanted in many ways this to be literally the listener eavesdropping on the conversation. You know, that's the origin of the name of the show. And no doubt about it, it's been a big part of the journey of 2020. To see where things were at a year ago, we couldn't even imagine. And I do think there's a path to things returning and getting back to normal as we flip the calendar. You know, maybe not right away, but definitely two or three months into the new year, I think there's going to be a lot better outlook. And by the spring and certainly the summer, when you walk outside, you're going to see a place that looks more familiar. What has it been, 10 months, 9 months? Not a math major, folks, but it's certainly been quite a year. So I really appreciate everybody listening. What I have for you today is the intro music, as always. Before I forget, I want to thank Jimmy Mack for recording the intro for me there at the end after the music. Really appreciate him doing that. Also, Pat Biondi for creating the show logo. And I have a compilation episode today, some clips. It goes mostly in order of how the show went, in like sequence, episodes 1 through 22 before this last show. And so, you'll have to stay tuned and give it a listen. But I think it's going to make sense and hopefully flows together. So without further ado, let's get to the intro song and then some clips from the year right here on Eavesdrop.
Welcome to Eavesdrop. Here's your host, Matt Cozy.
Kevin Kaczmarski, my first podcast guest here on Eavesdrop. Thank you so much, man.
Dude, you are so welcome, brother. I really appreciate you having me, Matt, and I'm excited to hear the next people on the show, man. Thanks again.
And the next people on the show were really good. I had an original list of people that I sketched out back in April. These were people I personally knew. I also left open a few slots for possibly so-called bigger name guests, which we will get to in a bit. I was able to have all that original list on with the idea that you would eavesdrop on the conversation. Friends from childhood, friends from college, internships, former roommates, whatever it was, there were some really good moments. Let's start off with some funny ones.
Sorry, Matt, it's hard for me to hear you right now because my neighbors are in my backyard shooting off fireworks like it's July 4th in the middle of June.
Aliens exist? Is that the takeaway here?
Yeah, actually, if they exist, come down and get me right now. There were also some serious moments on the show, and reflecting on it now, it is sort of a time capsule of 2020. As we hear about sports screeching to a halt.
I was actually in Indianapolis when the news broke for the Big Ten tournament, our marketing meetings, and we were driving back that day. And as we were driving back to Indy, every hour it seemed there'd be more bad news and more bad news to the eventual all sports are canceled for the rest of the year. And we like pull in the Carver Hawkeye Arena parking lot, and I get out of the car and I'm walking in, and I'm like, I'm sad, obviously. And I see a couple of the women's basketball student athletes walking out. And there's like tears in their eyes. And then, you know me, like I'm a crier. So then I start crying. And then we're all like, you know, hugging. Wow. And like, it's like in that moment, it's like you just feel for them. So, I mean, it sucks that I don't get to do the parts of my job that I really love all the time right now. But for them, that's what hurts. Like just seeing how it's impacting their lives. And that's kind of the picture of like, it's just, it's sad and it sucks. But we know there's bigger things in sports. And so, even though you know it's the right decision, it's just, it's still a hard decision.
Also, how racial relations again reach the forefront.
I don't know if we're going to truly get to where we move from chaos to community. And we could really say that racial reconciliation has happened in America. But what I do know, based on the relationships that I have, is that where we're at today is not okay. If I can figure out how to steps that I can take to help out with that, I need to do that. And I need to figure out actions that I can to make tomorrow better for my friends. And then really personally for us is I want a better place for my kids to grow up.
I was able to lock in three of those bigger name guests, people I was not only interested in, but showed some accessibility, and sure enough, they were on the show. First was Danny Parkins from 670 The Score, who told us about his journey growing up dreaming of hosting the afternoon show in the nation's number three market, and how he was able to embrace that opportunity.
It had been my dream job for forever, but like, if it didn't work, and I was pretty sure that it would, but like, I was the young guy who got hired after Terry Bors retired. And, you know, if it didn't work, there's only two sports radio stations in Chicago. And while I have a good relationship with the people, you know, who run both of them, like, you never know if it's going to be your only chance. So, you know, when you have Dan Bernstein and Mully and Haw and Dan McNeil and Waddle and Sylvie and David Kaplan. And like, you know what I mean? Like, these guys have been in Chicago radio and the Chicago media for like 15 years on the low end, 25, 30 years on the high end. And I'm this guy getting a shot just after I turn 30 years old. I better figure out ways to differentiate myself and like get myself out there.
Then there's comedian J.L. Covan. What a year he had. J.L. had an impression of Trump that was unparalleled to any other that I heard.
Well, it's a great American beverage, okay, from our great state of Georgia, which is, as you know, a Trump state. It's sort of, they call it iconic. You know, Coca-Cola is one of those brands that the world knows as America. You know, it's as American as apple cake, right? It's equally American. And it's also, I think it sends a right health message in these times where we have to be more healthy. Zero calories, okay? I don't even know how they do it still, but it's got no calories and yet it's delicious. So I think it sends a great patriotic message and also a strong health message to the people.
And for the third and final big name guest, I was able to have on Len Casper. I have a couple different clips here. One is me introducing Len for the first time. The second, I will just call the Len Casper Good Question compilation. Enjoy. What a thrill to say this. Chicago Cubs television play-by-play broadcaster Len Casper. Do you think your radio background, your interest in radio and still, you know, contributing to radio from time to time will help with that setup at all?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, I think my radio background always helps.
How do you think the Cubs are built for this type of season, being more of a sprint?
It's a great question. I think every team around the game are asking that same question.
Aside from that main group, and maybe because the season is shorter, who is one player that we're not really aware of that we should keep an eye out for off the bench, out of the bullpen, or something else?
Good question.
And then perhaps a little bit of a hint into a future move of his, as he has now since left the Chicago Cubs TV booth and is now in the White Sox radio booth. Him talking about how he is growing older and having these different pursuits, including his musical pursuits, maybe gave us an eye into some of his future decision making.
I'm really excited about it. We're going to put out this record, I hope, late in 2020, and it'll come out digitally. And also we're going to do a small run of vinyl. And, you know, my goals basically are just to finish it and get it out into the world. And beyond that, whatever happens, happens. If it touches a few people and they enjoy it and relate to it, that's great. But to be honest, I think the best type of art or music is stuff that really touches you. And I'm all in, and the band is all in. And so in a lot of ways, Matt, we're doing it for ourselves. And if we enjoy it, we think a lot of other people will too.
To round out this Clips episode, I have a bunch of clips meshed together from all the other guests that were on the show, whether they were being introduced for the first time or on their way out of their episode that they were on. A cool mashup of some nice things that they said. Been good to listen back on these and just realize what we were able to do along these 23 episodes.
Hi, Matt. It's good to be here. Hi, Eavesdrop listeners.
Great to talk with you, Matt, and appreciate the introduction.
My guy. Maddie, how you been, bro?
My other parting thoughts are, you know, thanks for having me. This is a lot of fun. It's been great. You know, the show's been great so far.
I appreciate you taking the time. We tried to connect before, and it did not necessarily work out. I'm glad we had a chance to get this in, for sure.
No, Matt, really appreciate it. It's great catching up, and you do pretty awesome work.
Oh, thank you, Matt. It was a good time. I really appreciate you thinking of me. Thanks.
Matt Cozy, what a pleasure. What an intro. What a guy. And what a show, by the way. Congratulations. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. I love listening every week. I was super thrilled when you reached out to have me on. Yeah, thanks so much. Definitely the highlight of my week, for sure.
Well, you know what? I love listening to you. I think you're doing a really great job. You've had a ton of great interviews, and I think you're talented in terms of your interviewing like ability. You've asked a lot of good questions, and it seems like it's always like a natural flow of a conversation, and you've gotten people to be very transparent and open about a lot of stuff that I think a lot of listeners are interested in.
While Eavesdrop may be coming to a close, at least for now, wanted to point you in the direction of the other show I host with my friend Sam Olber, who is a previous guest on this show. We do a show called Anything Goes that drops every Sunday night. We talk sports, pop culture, what happened to us that previous week, pretty much anything. We ultimately just try to have a good time, try to be funny. planning on doing that show every week moving forward, and I look forward to continuing to explore different things with him. I also have been a guest on a couple other shows, the Athleducate podcast with my friend Pat Houck, who was on this show as well. And I was recently on the AM podcast with Steve Drain, an hour and 43-minute marathon of a show that also went pretty well, if I do say so myself. So those are some different places that you can continue to hear me. Looking forward to a great 2021. Thanks, everybody, for listening. For Kevin Kazmarski, Alex Kuhn, Darrell Johnson-Koulianos, Brandy Britt, Matthew Politis, Nathan Sapena, Travis Reister, Sam Olber, Danny Parkins, J.L. Kovan, Len Casper, Morgan Hawk, Thomas Delves, Nick Zafransky, DJ Ringenberg, Connor Pills, Joe Stevenson, Patrick Houck, Zach James, Devin Curry, and Ben Mackey. I'm Matt Cozy. This is Eavesdrop.
See ya!